Bava Bafa Yerushalmi, Kosong Debar Bafa Bavli, Daf Ayin Dalad. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Tesvav Amud Beis, the second and last line, with the words Tanaim Shehifna. Tanaim Shehifna Yerushua, Reb Levi ben Birai, B'Shem Yerushua ben Levi al Ba. Reb Levi ben Birai, quoting Yerushua ben Levi, said that Yerushua ben Nun made four stipulations with the nation upon entering the land. Malakti Masovim Mikol Mokoim, Chut Mistei Tilton Shasurim Mishum Gezel. They may gather grasses anywhere except from a fenugreek field, which would involve theft, because their growth is beneficial to the fenugreek. Taman Taninan, now we learned in the Mishnah over there in Maseches Kilayim, V'chein Tilton, She'al Taminei Asovim, Eimachayim Oysel Anakesh. If a grass is grew amongst fenugreek, he's not obligated to uproot them. Kinemas Nisin, Eimachayim Oysel Lakol. This means that they don't require him to uproot them because the owner doesn't want them to be there. Katanai Yoshua Atam Malakton Asov Mikomokum Chus Mistei Tilton Shasur Mishum Gezel Havda Amma Shein Eroitza Bahem. The question is, but one of Yoshua's stipulations, as we just saw, was that a person can collect grasses from any field except for fenugreek, where there's a prohibition of theft to take them because the owner wants them to be there, whereas over here we're saying he does not want them to be there. And the Gemara answers, Amma Taman Mishazoran Lamir Boram Hacha Shazor Lazar. Over there, he planted the grasses to use the straw to tie his produce, which is a fenugreek. Over here, he just planted it for food. Ma Hisna Yoshua La Iva Yaveira. The question is, if it's prohibited to plant fenugreek with grasses, why would Yoshua make it prohibited for a person to pull out the grasses from a fenugreek field? Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman Moshe Rabbi Yonasan Shehu Roitze Bahen Kilakuin and Menachem Befanav. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, quoting Rabbi Yonasan, says, as he wants them to be detached to use for tying rather than wanting them to grow, and it's as if they are already uprooted and resting in front of him. The question is, why didn't Yeshua also say this about a vineyard, that you should be permitted to leave the grasses growing because you'll use them for tying? Now Rabbi Yanai, Kal at Sfachim Asurim Chutz min ha'olim b'sadei bo, b'sadei nir, b'sadei kerem, b'sadei zera. All aftergrowth svichim that grow in Shemitah are prohibited to prevent people from planting them and claiming that they grew naturally, except for those that grew in a fallow field, a plough field, a vineyard, and a field used to planting seeds, because in all these cases there's no concern a person will intentionally plant them. And this explanation is according to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. B'sadei bo, d'lemashka chalea, b'sadei nir, dubai mitakna, chakla, b'sadei kerem, shleil eso, es karmoi, b'sadei zera, she'ein roitze bahen. The reason being he doesn't want to plant in these fields is a fallow field because he isn't using the field, a ploughed field because he wants to retain the current state of the field, a vineyard because it will prohibit the grapes to grow there, and a seed field because he doesn't want them to grow there. And even if a person does want them to grow, he only needs to use them to tie, but not for the seeds to actually grow, as if they are already detached from the ground.